You're not wearing clothes now? Okay, then. I'm just gonna move on, with no additional commentary on your state of undress whatsoever, because that's just the kind of classy motherfucker I am.
You're just trying to impress me.
Only trying?
Nick, is Ella as good as she says?
Why you ask?
I'm putting a lot of trust in a girl I didn't even know existed until a couple of hours ago.
Listen, I know she's got a mouth on her, and if you don't know her, she can come off a little full-on, but you gotta look beyond that. See who she is.
So tell me who she is.
A 15-year-old raised by crims and killers, who has to rely on other people for a bunch of stuff she used to do herself, and who grew some thorns to make sure nobody feels sorry for her about it.
I'm missing something. The thorns are hiding what?
You never knew she existed, 'cause she never leaves her computer. And she never leaves her computer because she can't. She got the Lysergia plague when she was 13. Yeah, but she beat it, and she doesn't feel a drop of sorry for herself, so you shouldn't either. That's not who she is.
I get it. So tell me about Ella the hacker.
Okay, straight talk then. What do you know about the House of Knives?
That you're not people to mess with, that you can get hold of things and get rid of people, and the authorities either don't want to arrest you or can't. Also, you're V into tattoos.
You get inked in the HOK when you catch a stretch and slam. You can read the history of every prison stint a member's done if you see enough of their skin. It's a pride thing, but also a reminder that you got caught, did time, f***ed up. You want to guess how many tats my cuz has?
She's clean, isn't she?
She's as dirty as a weekend in New Vegas. But there's no ink on her. No.
Because she's 15 and you kept her out of it like a good cousin, or because she never gets caught?
The little spider does what she wants. I couldn't keep her out if I tried.
You have tattoos, Nick.
Yeah, well, I'm a fuck up, Highness. But Ella's pro as it gets, so you can rest easy. Speaking of, maybe you should find some place to hole up and get some sleep, yeah?
That's the plan. Ella will wake me when she's done some recon. Apparently, if I sleep with the palm pad under me, she can make it vibrate to wake me up. Not a word.
I'm a classy motherfucker.
Nick?
Yeah?
Be safe.
You too, Highness.
Journal. Me. Sketching again. Nick, I can't work out who you are. Mom, are you watching over me? Jackson, I wish I could see your smile. Dad, please come back. Hannah, Squeak, Highness, who am I going to be now?
Countdown to Hypatia arrival at Heimdall Waypoint. 0 days, 19 hours, 18 minutes. Countdown to Kennedy Assault Fleet arrival at Jump Station Heimdall. 0 days, 17 hours, 46 minutes.
Briefing note. Radio transcript between Bianca Mercury Silva and Gabriel Ballpark Moreno. The remaining two Baytech engineers, now that Lore Taxman DeGraff was MIA. Ballpark had suited up in an AAL in order to manually change the fuel rods for the wormhole interchange systems. We pick up conversation about 6 minutes into his spacewalk.
Radio Transmission Baytech Audit Team. Participants. Bianca Mercury Silva, Corporal, Engineer. Gabriel Ballpark Moreno, Private, Engineer. Date, 08-1675. Timestamp, 0204 hours.
Ballpark, this is Mercury. How are you looking? Over.
Handsome, available,
I work out, you know.
I mean, how's the situation looking, Ballpark?
Yeah, figured. Getting the outer casing off now. This is really a two-man job, you know.
Or one very manly man.
Oh, yeah. Handling live hermium brings all the ladies to the ballpark. Looks easy enough. Rods 3 and 4 are totally spent, but there's no real drama. 4 hours, tops. Give me manual on the system and I'll start changeover.
Roger that. Manual control in 5. I'll patch through system.
Holy f**k! There's something in my f**king suit!
Say again, ballpark?
Jesus f**king Christ, I swear I felt something moving.
Felt something? Are you breaching? Readouts here are green across the board. Ballpark, do you read? Update status. Over. Gabe? This is Mercury. Do you read me? Report status. Over.
Yeah. Wow, Shit. You ever looked at all this, B? Really looked at it? Out here?
Gabriel? What's happening? Your biosigns are...
It's so... big, yeah? Like, you realize we're sitting on a... like, a rip in space? It makes you think. Really think. You know? B, I think I picked myself.
Gabriel, I'm calling abort. I want you back to the airlock ASAP. Your biosig is all over the chart. Are you reading me?
You're really pretty, B.
Private Moreno, this is a direct order. Abort refuel up now and return to airlock 31 for immediate debrief. Over.
Oh. Look. It's an angel.
Ballpark. Copy, goddammit. I'm calling abort. Do you read me?
A little angel. Inside the suit with me. It's beautiful. It's so... beautiful. So many mouths.
Gabe?
Beautiful. Black. Oh.
Transmission ends. Surveillance footage summary prepared by Analyst ID 7213.
Footage opens in Commander Donnelly's office in Heimdall C&C. The space is neat, perfectly ordered, almost Spartan. A single framed holoprint of Hannah Donnelly rests on the smart glass desk. Travis Falk sits in the commander's chair, staring at the picture, fingers steepled at his chin. A mountain of muscle. Eyes like blue ice. And he's smiling. The door sensors ping. Falk speaks without glancing up. Come. Callie prowls inside, burst rifle slung at her back, scowl on her face. Fleur. Falk rises from his seat, indicates the chair opposite. Make yourself comfortable. Callie pulls the chair out as Falk rounds the desk, and as the woman goes to sit, Falk seizes her by the throat and slams her into the wall, with enough force to dent the plasteel. Callie's eyes go wide, and she clutches the hand at her neck, lashing out with one boot into Falk's solar plexus. Thick rubber soles squeak on his breastplate as Falk smashes Callie into another wall, spittle flying. And with an almost casual brutality, he hauls her into the air and brings her down onto Donnelly's desk. The smart glass explodes into 1,000 glittering fragments. A curse sprays from the woman's mouth as she hits the ground, Falk drawing a long, gleaming combat knife and digging it in under her chin. He leans onto her chest, brings his face close to hers, filmed with sweat. He's still smiling. You shall report future radio faults to Corporal Al-Yevi, he says. Callie is glaring, breath hissing through gritted teeth. sir. I told you and your squad to remain in the engineering sector to oversee repairs. Falk brings his face closer, his lips almost touching hers. You've been chasing Donnelly. Two possibilities present themselves. Either you disobeyed a direct order from your commanding officer, placing this team and mission in jeopardy, or your radio is faulty. Yes? She's placing this mission in jeopardy, Tra- The knife digs deeper. How can you be one of us? Falk smiles. If you're cut in two. Callie blinks, sees beyond the threat, breath seething through flared nostrils. Whom do you serve, Fleur? Falk asks. Your ego, or your mission? I... Falk's comset crackles to life. Cerberus, this is Mercury, over. Falk touches his earpiece. Mercury, Cerberus, go. Something's happened to Ballpark. Something? He went outside to swap the fuel rods on the interchange. Then he started talking crazy, babbling about something inside his suit. Biosigns were all over the shop like a madman shit, and now he's not answering hails. Zero brainwave activity on Biosig, but his other vitals are fine. He's just f***ing drifting out there. I don't know if he's conscious, or... Did he complete the fuel rod exchange? Travis, I think he's in real... Bianca. The slightest hint of anger creeps into Falk's voice. First time I've ever heard him sound upset. It silences Mercury like a punch to the throat. Did he complete the fuel rod exchange? Falk asks. Negative. Without this interchange, the jump gate is non-operational, yes? Transposition sequences traverse the interchange. The quantum accelerator can't... A simple affirmative will suffice. Affirmative, Cerberus. Jump gate is broke, dick. Understood. Hold position. I will advise. Cerberus out. Falk glances at Callie, still sprawled underneath him. Taxman is MIA. Ballpark is offline. Something is seriously wrong in engineering. The area I told you to monitor. Callie glances at the holoprint of Hannah Donnelly, lying amid the shattered glass beside her head. She's still out there, f***ing with our systems, X-ing our people. Beta's KIA, Mona Lisa and Link walking wounded. I heard Nightingale lost her eye. How many more of us is she going to leave limping or dead, Travis? I have several problems, it seems. And two assault squads left, Charlie and Alpha. Falk is staring at the picture of Donnelly now, too. Charlie's squad can handle babysitting engineering, Travis, Callie says. And those idiots holed up on the bridge aren't going anywhere. Falk looks her in the eyes. Her whisper is tight around the knife still at her throat. Give her to me. Falk hovers a moment more, lips twisted, unblinking. But finally he stands up, sheathes his knife. Callie winces, begins to haul herself up off the floor, broken glass grinding into the tempophone beneath her. Falk leans down and offers his hand. He hauls the woman to her feet, muscles creaking under the Kevlar body weave, brushes a fleck of stray glass off Callie's shoulder, another from her hair. Priority one, he says. You take Alpha Squad and check for any more loose plobes. Sweep this entire sector, along with the grav rail and hub, to ensure we have no more surprises in store. I want every centimetre of ground covered. Stones will be overturned, Fleur. You will know the names of this station's cockroaches when you are done. That'll take hours with one squat. Then I want you to formulate an assault strategy to deal with the kitties holed up in C&C. They have hardware on the bridge we can use, and the Chief of Engineering might be useful now that we are apparently short-handed. Smoke the others out and skin them. But bring me Chief Grant alive. And after that? Falk stoops to pick up the holoprint of Hannah Donnelly from the ruins of her father's desk. It's a nice shot. Daddy's little girl. Designer clothes, perfect hair, million-ish smile. He hands the print to Callie. Good hunting, yes? And now Callie's smiling too.
WhisperNet. Date 08-16-75. Time 03:57 hours. Heimdall chat. Hannah Donnelly.
Merrick J.
Hannah.
Donnelly H.
What?
Hannah, are you okay?
I was asleep.
Seriously?
Take it when you can get it. Are you guys holding the bridge?
Yeah, still here. Chief Grant got us into the comms system again, but I'm not sure how long I've got. Are you all right? Are you safe?
I've been kind of busy, but I'm okay. My probe's out. They can't find me.
Is there anyone else out there? Other people on the loose?
Should we talk about that stuff? If they can take WhisperNet down, who says they can't hack in and read it?
Yeah, okay. Good point. It's just we're getting some of their comms in here. Something's gone wrong. They're looking for someone. Hunting, they said. Whoever it is, they're going to kill them when they find them. I don't want you catching a bullet for someone else's stupidity.
I think it's safe to say they're pretty upset with me regardless.
I really think you should turn yourself in, Hannah. You're not safe out there. These people are dangerous. I'm not sure provoking them more is the smartest move.
F*** the smartest move, Jax. They're going to kill us. I'm not volunteering to be next.
You don't know that. These people aren't just random psychos here to shoot up the place. They're on this station for a reason. Once they get what they want, they'll leave. And screwing with them is only going to waste their time and piss them off.
You have no idea who they are or what they want. If they're that pissed off, they'll shoot me on sight. I would. Is this some kind of chivalry crap? Because I notice you're not hurrying to unlock the doors and turn yourself in. You and the chief are still holed up tight in C&C. Am I meant to be safe while you defend us all?
We have access to systems in here. Computers. Weapons. Not to mention a meter of plate steel between us and them. You're out there in a bloody Danae Matresco jumpsuit. Don't you get it? They're going to kill you. I don't want you getting hurt.
Actually, I lost the jumpsuit. It's kind of a long story and would probably only raise your blood pressure.
Look, we have some access to their comms in here. Maybe we can talk to them. Let them know you're coming in. Get them to guarantee your safety. They have the others in the atrium. Keiko and Claire are there, right? What if they hurt them, trying to get information about you? They've got no reason to kill or hurt anyone unless someone gives them one.
Well, Jax, I'm pretty sure the atrium is where they murdered my father. So no, I won't be going there. You think he did something to give them a reason? Knowing him, you really believe that?
You know about your dad.
Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? You knew and you didn't say?
I didn't know. We heard chatter. We figured maybe something bad had happened to him, but I wasn't certain. Look, I'm sorry. I didn't want to upset you or send you off half-cocked. I know how you get. I didn't want you getting hurt. Don't you understand?
Well, you certainly do know what's best for me, Jax. Of course I'm worried about my friends, but I can do more for them out here than I can in there.
Hannah, I'm sorry.
I have to go. Be safe.
Hannah, I'm sorry. Hannah!
Journal. Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. Bhagavad Gita.
Palm Pad IM, D2D Network. Participants, Nicholas Malikov, civilian. Hannah Donnelly, civilian. Date, 08-16-75. Timestamp, 04:13 hours.
Nick M. You awake?
Hannah D. Unfortunately, napped a little earlier. Tactical guides are all about sleeping when you can. If only they told you how.
Try opera. What you doing?
Drawing. You?
Talking with you? I didn't know you could draw.
Didn't we talk once about how there's a list of things you don't know about me?
Well, don't look now, Highness, but that list seems to be getting shorter.
It's my thing. I draw a journal. Images come easier than words.
A journal? Like a deeply personal collection of thoughts and feels? Dear Diary, today my space station got invaded by a team of gun-toting sociopaths, and I lost all my clothes. P.S. I am still madly in love with Nick Malikov. Love, Hannah.
Wow, it's like you're actually here. Leave my journal alone. Yes, it's a collection of thoughts and feelings, which I have right now. Don't make me sorry I told you.
You ever draw me in there? No, wait, sorry. That's none of my biz. Forget I asked.
Yeah, I have. Everything goes in there. Probably stupid to do it now, but it's something to do. My dad bought it for me. It's all I have left of him.
Hmm?
Nick, they killed him.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, fucking hell, Hannah. I'm sorry I didn't know.
It's okay. I know. I'm mostly numb. I know what I have to do.
And what's that?
Exactly what he taught me. I'm going to take them apart piece by piece. They've got numbers, but we've got home ground, and with Ella, better intel.
You should get some more Z's. You'll be thinking clearer tomorrow.
I can't see tomorrow from here. Can't imagine anything after this. Once it's done, that's another advantage we have over them. They want to make it out.
Hey, listen. You cancel that talk right now. I know you're bleeding. Trust me, I do. But the last thing in the verse your dad would want right now is you thinking like that.
He doesn't get a vote. He'd want me hijacking a ship and flying it straight through the jump gate to somewhere safe.
I know voice of reason isn't usually in my job description, but please explain how that's a bad idea.
You want to do it? You go. I'm more in a vengeance kind of mood.
Right. I'll tell you a bedtime story, Highness. It's about my babushka. My grandma, yeah? Her name was Nika. Grand old femme. Hard as a coffin nail. Took zero shit. You would have liked her. See, my grandpa, he was a fan of the ladies. A real player. And my babushka was this drop-dead redhead. I seen hollows of her back then. Damn. The Red Queen, they used to call her. Every boy on the grid was chasing her heels, and she sends them all home limping. But after years of trying, Grandpa gets her to go out with him. And she tells him, once they get together, he's got to settle down, show respect. And he's so jazzed he's landed the queen, he swears on his life he'll never touch another woman after he's touched her. So they get married. And it's all good for a while. But about 3 months into it, she finds out Grandpa's still seeing this old slice of his, after he swore on his life he'd never touch another femme. Guess what my babushka did?
I bet she was smart enough not to get tattooed for it, whatever it was.
She gave him 4 sons and a daughter. And on their 5th wedding anniversary, once she was in the family deep enough, once my great-grandfather loved those kids of hers hard enough, she got my grandpa drunk, handcuffed him to the bed, cut off the cause of all his problems with a hacksaw, and let him bleed out, real slow. She mailed his junk to his mistress with a note that said, "Best served cold."
Jesus! You're surprisingly daring in courting me, given your family history.
Babushka Nika used to tell this story at family gatherings. Pull my brother and my boy cousins and me into a room, sit us down and do retellings of how I killed your grandfather. I'm not shitting you. But The lessons ingrained in the Malakov male psyche as a result are twofold. One, never, ever, ever cheat on your girl. Ever! Two, revenge can wait a long time if it has to. Babushka Nika used to say, patience and silence had one beautiful daughter, and her name was Vengeance.
Are you voting we try and run for it?
I'm saying if my grandma can spend 5 years planning a hacksaw party, serving it cold is an option we should consider. And if the other option is Hannah Donnelly takes down the bad guys, and who gives a shit if she dies in the process, let me be the first to say I'd give a shit if she died in the process. And point toward option A.
We'll wait for Ella, see what she has for us. Will that do?
It'll do for now. And I really am sorry about your dad, Hannah. The verse has a real shitty sense of humor sometimes.
If there's a joke here at all, make it. I could use the laugh.
Your old man's dead. Mine's still alive. If that isn't a fucking joke, I don't know what is.
Thank you, Nick, for being here. Guess the list is getting shorter after all.
Get some sleep, Highness. The sun always rises. Unless you're on a space station, I guess. Okay, bad analogy. You know what I mean.
I'm discovering I do. You sleep well, too.
Palmpad IM, D2D Network. Participants, Nicholas Malakov, civilian. Ella Malakova, civilian. Date, 08-16-75. Timestamp, 06:27 hours.
Nick M. How goes, my cuz? You got any sleep?
Pouchuk. Slowly, and no.
Why it taking so long? I mean, this air vent isn't bad as Slam, but at least in there, we had books and toilets and breakfast and whatnot.
You and books? LOL.
Hey, I read.
Name one book you read in Slam, Nick.
Why I Am So Mean to My Cuz When He Is the Bestest Cuz in the Verse by Ella Malakova. It was a mystery. A pretty good one, too.
It's taking so long because I need to be quiet. Think of it like rolling a credit exchange. You can blow the hinges off the vault, but then everyone knows you there. You want to get away clean? You gotta move slow. And I'm sorry for being mean to you.
You never ever have to apologize to me, little spider.
So where's her ladyship? Sleeping like the Grateful Dead in her silken gym jams?
Cuz, why are you riding her so bad?
Why the fuck are you giving her a free pass? Oh, yes. Little Nick driving the bus. I forgot. Silly me.
You should cut her some slack, fam. Her old man just got exed.
Well, I wonder how that feels, Nick.
Ella, that's exactly my goddamn point. Her dad's dead. Whole world ripped to pieces, and she's not breathing a word of it. Not complaining, not crying herself to fucking sleep. She's fighting, kicking and screaming. You got her picked for the spoiled little rich girl, I get that. But in case you haven't noticed, she's lost just as much as you. And she's punching back just as hard. I know you're hurting, cuz. But maybe, just maybe, the fight's out there, not in here.
I miss him, Nick.
I know.
This is so fucked.
Yeah.
I know he hurt people, and he did bad things sometimes, but he could be kind, too. People never saw that part of him, but I did. When the Lysergia got into my lungs, he sat with me every minute of every day in the hospital. He just glared at anyone who said the words, visiting hours, until they went away. He put the doctor who suggested unplugging me in traction. He let everything else slide. But when I opened my eyes, the first thing I saw was him holding my hand. He was my daddy, and he loved me. And they fucking killed him.
You still got people who love you, cuz. Never forget that.
Jesus, this O2 mask was not built to repel snot of this magnitude. So much gag. Wish you were here, cuz mine. Could use some hugs right about now.
Give me a minute. Sending hug emoji.
Is that supposed to be you?
Why
you only got three fingers? And WTF at your hair.
It's a work in progress.
Well, now I'm blubbing like a bitch and there's snot everywhere. Thanks a bunch, soul.
Heart.
Hearts.
Try to get some sleep, cuz.
Sleep is for the weak.
Personal message on board IM system. From Director Frobisher, Baytech Headquarters, to Rapier Operative. Incept 08-16-75.
Frobisher, L, Director. Good morning, Sam.
Rapier, Director Frobisher.
Status report, if you'd be so kind.
Audit team infiltration successful. Heimdall is under our control.
That makes me very happy to hear, Sam. Difficulties?
Some maintenance work is required on the wormhole generator before it's operational. There's an issue with an outside contaminant in the computer systems, but nothing we can't handle. There are also some locals causing trouble. We've got a few holed up on the bridge, but they're cut out of the system. A couple more running loose, but the team is on it.
Excellent. Please keep me apprised of developments. Assault Fleet Kennedy is on schedule and inbound to your location.
Director, I have a concern.
Oh, with what?
With Lieutenant Falk.
Spit it out, Sam. I'm not paying you by the hour.
Director, he murdered Commander Donnelly. I've typed up an AAR of the incident, which I'm mailing you now. Donnelly was a smart man. He would have seen the cards on the table and cooperated. There was no good reason to X him, but Falk blew his head off in front of his entire staff.
I think you'll find the act itself was the reason, Sam. Falk is an expert in urban pacification. He does nothing without cause. Strike the shepherd, the sheep will scatter.
Demonstration of power. I get it. But wouldn't it have been an even bigger statement if he took the station without firing a shot?
Lieutenant Falk is in charge of the seizure operation, Sam. I trust his judgment. Whether he killed Donnelly now or later makes no real difference.
Meaning what, exactly?
Surely you don't think anyone outside our team is making it off that station alive.
You're planning to kill everyone. What the fuck for? Nobody here knows we're from Baytech. We could jump the Kennedy fleet through to deal with the Hypatia and leave without anyone ever knowing why we were here.
You can't be this naive.
Director, this is insane.
What's insane is the suggestion I should leave any more elements in this equation to chance. The entire reason we're in this mess is because Taylor orchestrated a clusterfuck black op that left hundreds of witnesses breathing. You're seriously suggesting we leave hundreds more?
Director, I have serious reservations about this.
Enough! I've had enough of this, Sam. I understand this is not the op you signed on for, but you will toe the party line. This is not a democracy. This is a war. Your father was a soldier. He understood notions like duty, code, loyalty. Do you?
Yes, ma'am.
Please keep me apprised of further developments.
Yes, ma'am. Apologies, ma'am.
Thank you, Sam. I do truly appreciate all the work you're doing. It's not long now. We will get through this.
Yes, ma'am.
Frobisher out.
Palmpad IM, D2D Network. Participants, Nicholas Malikov, civilian. Hannah Donnelly, civilian. Date, 08-16-75. Timestamp, 08-03 hours.
Nick M. Oh, sweet mother of God.
Hannah D. You called?
L-O-L. I found the doc's mess hall after crawling in these fucking vents for 3 hours. Food, Highness. Food!
Oh, don't. I'm so hungry. Going to have to risk venturing out to find some soon. An army marches on its stomach.
Hmm?
Bonaparte said that.
What's a Bonaparte?
He was an old Terran general. He had his ups and downs, but his focus on logistics wasn't wrong.
How the hell you know all that stuff? Logistics and armies and
My dad's idea of father-daughter bonding was strategy games, old military history sims, and martial arts. Saturday nights at Chateau Donnelly were a riot, as you can imagine. But I could kick your ass at chess.
Yeah, but do you have bacon? Because I have bacon. Raw bacon, but still. Bacon!
You could cook it on some of the electrical housing. The insulation's crap. Smell would probably carry, though.
Yeah, that sounds like a delicious way to die.
I thought you said we weren't allowed to die.
Correct.
I've been thinking about that. What we do.
Wow, I made you think, huh? Look at me, Ma, no hands.
How many people do you think are on the station right now?
Well, there was 24 of them. Ella spaced 4. Oh, wait. Let me find a calculator.
I don't mean the invasion force. I mean everyone else. A bunch of people shipped out for Terra Day, but plenty stayed behind. WUC staff, civilians, folks with shitty timing passing through.
Oh, right. I don't know. 500, maybe? Place is a ghost town. I'm not even sure who is supposed to eat all this bacon.
You think any of them are loose? Or in a position to fight back?
Anyone loose in the docks got X'd. Or is hiding real deep. I see nobody but these goons since I last saw you.
Me neither. Jax is on the bridge, but they can't get out. Most folks are locked in the atrium, including my friends, and I'm sure there's others sealed in the habitats or entertainment complex. And no prizes for guessing what these guys are going to do when they've got whatever they came for. I know what I'd do if I was gaming it.
My old man's school of thought? The dead man keeps his secrets.
Exactly. I'm not saying we can do this. Odds are we'll get killed and nobody'll know we tried. But we can't just leave all these people here to die.
I suspect you may have raised a very good point there.
We have a lot on our side. Skills and resources they don't expect.
Like what? I think I was in SLAM the day they taught counterterrorism in school. I can make a shank out of a toothbrush. But alas, I have no toothbrush on me.
Are you seriously telling me you're a big, bad, tattooed HOK minion who doesn't know how to fight? At least better than the engineers and desk jockeys around here, right? I'm pretty sure I've got more tactics and hand-to-hand combat experience under my belt than they'd expect from a 17-year-old. We have Ella. They don't know where we are. We know the station better than they do. And though we don't know what they're here for, they have constraints, they have time frames, goals to achieve, stuff to do besides tracking us down.
I'm gonna get shot, you know that, right? And when it happens, just so you're aware, I'm gonna expect a kiss as I die in your arms. Maybe a feel, too. I don't know.
We'll play it by ear.
Yeah, okay. I'm in. Leaving 500 peeps to rot seems a little cold. And it's not like I could convince Ella to leave anyways.
Pouchuk has entered the chat.
Now, that's a little spooky.
Pouchuk. Good morning, sweet bitches.
Sup, cuz?
Hi, Ella.
I bring news.
Okay, before we get into it, I want to know why you get a chill handle like Pouchuk and those little spider things when you log in. And I'm stuck with Nick M. It's kind of unfair, yeah?
This is important news, cuz.
Yeah, okay. But shouldn't we all have, like, code names and whatnot?
FFS, are you 7 years old?
9, at least.
Okay, fine. How's that?
How's what? Little Nick is driving the bus. Oh, fuck you, cuz.
Huh?
I think it's perfect.
Do I even want to know?
This is some cold-blooded shit right here.
So can I give you this fucking news or what?
Don't look at me. I'm not typing another word until you change my name back.
Oh, no. That is terrible.
Sounds like a plan with no flaws to me. What were you going to say, Ella?
So, I haven't managed to crack the fortifications on the central system yet. The ice they got guarding it is military grade. But I do have control of cams, which means I can see the docks. And better yet, I can see what's parked in the docks. I can see inside their ship. The Mao.
And what are our friends keeping inside?
Well, for starters, that ship is not what it seems. But I took a squint into our new station commander's quarters. Turns out, he's a hard copy kind of guy. And he left a dossier on his desk. Check this shit out.
From Director Frobisher, Baytech Headquarters. To Travis Falk, via Spec Ops Hub Xanadu. Incept 081375. Subject, Operation Aegis. Priority alert.
Lieutenant Falk, I apologize for not having the time to brief you properly before your team departed Xanadu. You also have my sincere apologies for the extreme timeline pressures of this operation. I'll be the first to admit the situation is suboptimal. While our information source on Jump Station Heimdall, Operative Rapier, is reliable, planning time for this op is inadequate, and your resources will be stretched. However, you and your squad are experts at improvisational incursions. Your work for me on the Astarte and Jump Station Tartarus means you're ideally suited to prevailing in these conditions. Operative Rapier has already arranged your entry vector via a local contact aboard Heimdall. Rapier has indicated this local should be liquidated immediately, along with associates, once ingress to the station is achieved. Logistics has put together a package for you, outlining potential strategies. Understand, you are under no obligation to comply with these recommendations. It's a requirement from the legal department. What are mandatory are our operational KPIs. In short, 1. Control of Jump Station Heimdall must be achieved before the arrival of Assault Fleet Kennedy at the station. Estimated time of arrival, 1845 hours on 08-16-75 TBC. 2. The role of Assault Fleet Kennedy will be to A. enter the Carenza sector, B. destroy science vessel Hypatia and all Carenza IV refugees aboard, C. proceed to Carenza IV and eliminate any surviving witnesses to the Baytech attack on the colony. The Carenza Hermium Mine and any remaining Baytech troops have been deemed an acceptable loss at this stage. 3. Note that Assault Fleet Kennedy is a drone fleet, helmed by Grade 4 artificial intelligence matrices. There is no live crew on board, so you do not need to wait for Kennedy's return. After Assault Fleet Kennedy's safe passage to the Carenza sector, your team will liquidate Jump Station Heimdall, with all station personnel aboard, effectively sealing off the sector from any organization lacking mobile jump gate technology. I won't lie to you, Travis. The refugees aboard Hypatia are a level one threat to the future of this company. If they manage to escape through the Heimdall waypoint and back into core space, heads will roll. The exec committee, the board, not to mention yours and mine. We go back, you and I. There's no one in auditing I trust more to see us through this. There's no one we have better equipped to handle this. Good hunting. Leanne Frobisher, Executive Director, Baytech Acquisitions Division.
Palmpad IM, D2D Network. Participants, Nicholas Malikoff, civilian. Hannah Donnelly, civilian. Ella Malikova, civilian. Date, 08-16-75. Timestamp, 08-14 hours.
Holy f***ing f***. That lays it out pretty clearly.
Little Nick is driving the bus. Baytech, what the living f***? Jesus Christ, Ella, can you please change my f***ing name? This shit is serious.
Fine.
Mr. Serious. Baytech, what the living f***?
Could this be right? There's nothing important on Carenza 4. I've seen the charts.
Carenza's a rock, ice, snow. Ain't no mining out there.
Maybe WUC have some skellies in their closets. Think about the ish an off-book Hermium outfit could pull in. Mad creds right there.
My father would never be involved in something like this. He was an honorable man.
As if this could get kept on the DL from the station brass, Blondie. Head out of... Okay, thanks.
Because that isn't important right now.
Oh, white knight more, cuz.
Stop, please. I can't believe I'm saying this, but think about it. All the WUC research vessels we see through here are named after scientists. Just the last few months, I've seen the Curie, the Volta, the Miller, all bound for different systems. That matches the Hypatia. That's a point in favor of this being real. Hypatia is a name a WUC research vessel would have.
It's real. This Falk didn't leave this gen printed out on his desk in the hope some genius would hack his cams and spot it on the by-and-by. There was an illegal WUC Hermium op on Carenza, and somehow Baytech heard about it, hid it in the hopes of snaffling it, and dropped the ball. And now they're cleaning up their mess.
So we have a ship on the run coming from one direction, and Assault Fleet Kennedy, which I do not like the sound of, coming from the other. And once one's jumped through the wormhole to deal with the other, they wipe us out too. No witnesses.
Sir Lancelot. F**k.
Well said, you silver-tongued devil, you.
God damn it, change my f**king name back.
Okay, okay, Jesus.
If this happens, nobody will ever know what Baytech did, that they attacked another corp. I mean, we'll be dead, but this is bigger than that.
Mr. Shouty Pants. So WTF we do. Can we tell somebody? Signal for help?
I got no access to external comms. They got them walled off with glacial-grade ice. Hacking it's going to be like dancing on razor blades.
So if we can't call for help, we need to deal with the Kennedy fleet when it arrives. No big deal.
I think it might be kind of a big deal.
Did you have any other plans right now?
I recall a mention of drunken karaoke at some point.
And my hair is a frightful mess.
Nick, have you been reading my email?
This is a trick question, right?
Okay, okay. So we can't call for help. The defense grid on Heimdall is punchy, but I have doubts it's going to stop anything with the words assault fleet in front of it.
Then we buy time. We have the advantage. They have to get in and get out before everyone starts coming back after Terra Day. Before the wormhole maintenance is supposed to be finished. Otherwise, they get caught. If we can slow them down, advantage swings to us.
Slow them down? How?
This is a long shot, but don't suppose you've heard of the Battle of Thermopylae?
I would like to buy a vowel, please, Tony.
I have.
Say what? Is this one of them prison books you supposedly read?
The R-Sim, played when I was a kid. Ancient Glories, if I remember correctly. Path of Glory, maybe. But anyway, 300 of these chums with sweet helmets fought off like a million bad boys. Mad chill graphics.
Well, first step is obviously getting some sweet helmets in that case. You know, Nick, you nearly scored some points there. Then you just kept talking. So, Ella, this battle was about 3,000 years ago. Basically, a force of 7,000 soldiers held off a force of 100,000 Persians, maybe 150,000. They picked the right place to defend, they picked their moment, and apparently their helmets. We can't beat a Baytech assault fleet, there's three of us. But if we pick the right place to fight, maybe we can slow them down enough that they blow their time frame.
Okay, so where's the right place to fight? Sweet helmets. God damn it, Ella!
What?
It's the wormhole. The assault fleet needs to go through it. That's what they did at Thermopylae. They defended a narrow pass.
So we shut down the wormhole, closed the bottleneck, and they can't get through.
See, those Romans knew their shit.
Greeks.
Oh, burnt.
But yeah, that's the idea. And we harry their flanks, make it hard for them to concentrate on fixing it.
So anyone know anything about wormholes?
I would like to buy a vowel now, too, please, Tony.
Chief Grant is still alive. Jax told me he's holed up on the bridge. If we can get to him, he'll know.
No way we're getting in there.
I can pull up the tech manuals, start a couple of agents trawling for shutdown info, but anything I do electronically can be countered, and sticking my head up will give me away.
I'll try and look into ways to get to him physically in case Ella gets blocked.
Okay. A plan? We has one. Now, if you ladies will excuse me, I need to find the commode in this f***ing labyrinth.
There is just one more thing about the Greeks at Thermopylae.
Quickly now. Level's approaching critical.
They held off the enemy for 7 days, but they all died in the end.
But they killed a ton of Persians in the meantime, right?
You know it.
Then let Operation Thermopylae commence.
Surveillance footage summary prepared by Analyst ID 7213.
This entire reel is shot from one shitty camera, so the footage isn't great. I guess Heimdall's designers weren't too concerned about what went on in their bathrooms. And yes, toilet cam duty is still better than alien snake thing cam duty. Thanks. The bathroom is pretty standard. 5 sealable cubicles with sinks and UV hand sanitizers opposite. Mirror above them. Partitioned area for the urinals. White tiles. Footage begins when a grill in the ducts pops open. Nick Malikoff slides out of the vent, drops to the floor. He's in a bulky black flight jacket, black cargo pants, heavy boots. As he hits the deck, you can see his pistol tucked into the small of his back. Haji's cleaver is duct taped to his leg. He's dirty from crawling around the vent system for hours on end. Palms of his hands are almost black. He drags off his jacket and plonks it on the sink next to him. Knives inked down the taut muscles of his right arm, angel across his throat. And stopping to listen for a minute or more, he finally turns on the tap to clean up. Face, hands, neck, underarms, soak in his hair and dragging it back from dark eyes with his fingers. See, transit costs being what they are, most space stations use UV light for their sanitation instead of water. But with so many ice haulers tripping through from the same system, Heimdall was designed with genuine H2O plumbing. Luxury, chum. Nick stares at himself in the mirror, face dripping into the sink. A long, silent moment passes. Then he finally raises his middle finger and presses it to his reflection's lips. He sighs, rubs his eyes, pushes open a cubicle door and slouches inside. And then we hear footsteps. A voice growing louder. Pauses between sentences, as if waiting for a reply. I can't see the panic on Malikoff's face, but he lifts his boots out of view in a flash just as the bathroom door opens and Kai Juggler Saprakin walks inside. He's a big guy. Dark brown skin, close-cropped hair, biceps like bowling balls. The tactical armor he's wearing means he can barely fit through the door without turning sideways. Chum could have played Point D for the Knights in another life. Roger that, he says into his comm set. I'll be right down. A pause. I'm telling you, that ain't gonna work. Thermite won't burn hot enough to get through the housing. It's gonna be easier if we just shut down the cooling system, let the reactor hit meltdown by itself. Might take long. Juggler sighs. Motherfucker, you think I don't know that? Don't be telling my grandma how to suck eggs and don't be telling me. Ha ha, bitch. Can I take a piss before you blow us all to hell? I'll be 5 minutes. 7 if I can find those pictures of your sister. Juggler taps his comms off, strolls to the urinals, removes his gauntlets and does his thing. You'd think they designed that attack armor for easier access. Just saying. Call of nature answered. He clumps to the sink and washes his hands. Checking his reflection, he licks one finger and presses it to his chest. Tsss, handsome motherfu- And that's when he notices Malikoff's jacket on the sink. He frowns at it for a moment, glances into the mirror, checking the reflections of the 5 closed cubicle doors at his back, and, drawing a pistol the size of a decent anti-aircraft turret, he leans down to peer under the doors. Seeing no feet, he raises his gun and steps to the door at the end of the row. It's not a universal law or anything, but given the option in an empty bathroom, most folks are going to pick the stall at the end to put maximum distance between them and anyone else who wanders in after them. It's just good etiquette, people. Juggler kicks open the door with a bang, pistol raised. Empty. What can I say? Malikoff's not big on etiquette, I guess. Juggler moves along. Pistol up, kicks open the second door, and as he's relaxing his stance at the sight of another empty seat, Malikoff rises into view, standing on top of the cistern in the middle stall, and fires a single round over the partition, right into Juggler's eye. The noise is like a thunderclap. A damp spray of red and grey paints the tiles. Juggler hits the deck as what's left of his nervous system taps him on the shoulder and informs him he's dead. Malakoff's protected from most of the blowback by his cubicle, but he still gets some of the spatter on him, a fine red mist wetting his face and knuckles. It's almost point-blank range after all. And then, everything's quiet. Malakoff's cubicle opens. He stumbles out, peering at the corpse he's created, breathing like he's just run a marathon. His face is pale under the blood, almost green, eyes wide. But self-preservation kicks in above the shock, and he leans down, plucks the still-intact comms unit from Juggler's ear. He takes the big man's pistol, stowing it in back of his pants beside his own, still warm. And leaping up to grab the vent, he pulls himself up through the hole and disappears.
Journal. The battlefield is a scene of constant chaos. The winner will be the one who controls that chaos, both his own and the enemy's. Bonaparte. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. Churchill. The two most powerful warriors are patience and time. Tolstoy. War does not determine who is right, only who is left. Russell. No passion so effectually robs the mind of all its powers of acting and reasoning as fear. Burke. Keep calm your mind and disturb that of your enemy. Kazakis. Cry havoc. Shakespeare. The greatest victory is that which requires no battle. Sun Tzu. Breathe no word of peace, coward, till our enemies breathe no more. Tankian.
Palmpad IM, D2D Network. Participants, Nicholas Malakoff, civilian. Hannah Donnelly, civilian. Date, 08-16-75. Timestamp, 09-14 hours.
Nick M. Ellie, you there? Cuz.
Hannah D. She's... Actually, I don't know, to be honest. Hackery. In the meantime, I have also been busy. I am once again in possession of clothes. Bless you, inventory rooms. What, no joke? Is everything okay?
Dunno.
Nick, what is it?
You ever have pets? When you were a kid?
I did once, yeah. We moved a lot, so mostly I couldn't. Why?
We had a dog, when I was little, my bro and I.
A dog? That's insane. I was on stations. Anything that needed that much food and water and oxygen was out.
She was a stray we found near our house. When my dad came home, we asked if we could keep her, and he must have been in some good mood that day because he said yeah. But she's family now, he says, and you have to take care of family. That's what it is to be men. My bro named her Billy. I told him that was a boy's name. He didn't care.
Does this story end badly for Billy? Your stories generally end badly.
She got hit by a tram. We were playing with her by the mag rail and she got clipped. Stupid. Just an accident. But she was tough as old boots. Didn't die. She just lay there, all busted up, whining and stuff. Bleeding. And she's too big for us to lift, so Eric, that's my bro, Eric stays with her, and I run back to the house, and my dad asks, WTF, I'm screaming about, and I say, Billy's hurt, Billy's hurt. And he comes with me back to the tracks, and he takes one look and says, her back's broke.
Oh, Nick, I'm sorry. Nick, are you okay?
I yelled at my dad, told him we needed to get her fixed. And Eric's f***ing crying and Billy's whining because she hated it when my dad yelled at us, but she can't get up because her legs don't work anymore. And my dad pulls out his pistol and he hands it to me. And he says, "You be men now." And he walks off. He wasn't in such a good mood that day.
Nick, I don't think I like your father very much.